Blog Talk Radio.
Buddy, how you doing? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link. Welcome. How you doing? Technical difficulties, you know, one of those things of upgrade, I always say. So how y'all doing? Welcome to the show. Give us a call in here right now. So I've got a good, still got a good 30 minutes. Yeah, come on in. Give us a call at The number is 646-721-9031. Give us a call in here. We'll be glad to answer any kind of question you'd like to ask. Insights, past lives, whatever it may be. Just jump in there and just take a look at the situation, okay? I'm your host, Psychic X Journey Man, and this is my show, Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link. And we're waiting for your calls so we can actually sit down and answer your questions, because we got your answers. So give us a little buzz. Shoot us in here, okay? Because I'm looking for something to shoot us down the road anyway. Sometimes I'm just going to go nuts in this freaking thing and trying to get something to work. All right, let's get right to the calls. And like I said, if you want to give us a call in here, it's 646-721-9031. Please do so. If you want to give me a call for a private session, please do that too as well, because right now we got some really good specials going on until the 22nd of this month, but prices are going to change after that. Okay, so for a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. For a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. And for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. We also have a one-card angel reading. That's about 15 minutes. That's only $9.99. We also have 90-minute to 2-hour sessions as well, where you can also get a past life reading, a past life regression, or life coaching, or relationship counseling, and also get a 7-card, 5-card angel pyramid foundation reading. And those are only going for $77.77. Because one of those things I stress to everybody, get in it before the prices are done and gone. Because after that, the prices are going up. The 60-minute session is going to be $125. That's the regular price. It's $125 for a 60-minute session, $75 for a 40-minute session, and $55 for a 20-minute session. The one-card angel reading is going for $35, and the 90-minute two-hour sessions are going for $135. So get in there for the 22nd, or else buy you a block of time between the five to six sessions. We also do parties and group readings for families and friends. And we're also available for, if you're looking for people to speak at any kind of a function that you may have from the format you've heard on the show and you're looking for speakers, please call us, because we're also open up for speaking engagements. And also, if you want to give us a call for workshops, one-on-one workshops, or looking for 5 or 6 people workshops to sit down. We can teach you about all these things too as well. Or if you are if you're a couple who has a very gifted child, but you're not really knowing how to deal with that child, give us a call on that too as well. And we'll sit down and help you understand your child, understand yourself, and those kind of things. Also, this bring on our first caller, area code 270. Welcome to the show. How are you? And what's your name?
Oh, my name is Michelle, and I'm so glad I got hold of you. I listened to you all last night. And you are so true about one thing is, when you was talking to that one guy, and one thing that somebody had told me one time is that in our partner, that whatever aggravates us, what our partner's doing and you're fighting, it's usually our weakness. And but I thought that was pretty interesting. That was a good show. But I am just so beside myself right now and very upset, and I don't even know where to go in my life, and I need your help, and I really need some answers. And just give you a quick rundown, and I know I don't want to take a lot of your time. If I could afford a reading right now, I would. I got hurt about 2 years ago, and so now I'm in a lawsuit, and I have no idea what's going to happen with that. They were trying to get me into a career, and well, I was really excited about it, and they turned it down, and so then they turned it down. If you can follow me, just real quickly, they turned it down, and then so they decided to bring in a vocational counselor, and they wanted me to go into a career. After I talked to my vocational counselor, they were putting me in a career that I couldn't academically do. I was in special education all through high school, but I think a lot of it was more understanding and someone taking time to help me. I had learning comprehension problems, but as far as being smart, I'm a very smart girl. So anyways, I've been on Worksman's Comp, and then the Worksman's Comp ran out, and I didn't have no choice but to go get a job, a cash-paying job, and I knew it was going to come down to that because I just had this feeling I was going to get a divorce. I couldn't trust him, and there was a lot of issues there, and found out he was going on Craigslist and seeing other men, and then that was really hard. I mean, not only do you have the fear of another woman, you have a fear of another man. So then I'm going through a divorce now, and then I get the job working on the farm, and he's been wonderful to me. And then I find out last week that I was hurting really bad, and I got a slip vertebrae. So now I know I'm probably going to have surgery. I don't know. But years ago I was told that if it ever happened that I would have to get a fusion. So I don't know until I go see a neurologist this week. And then my boss called me this morning and said, don't come in. And I'm like, well, I asked him, I said, did I do anything wrong? And he says, no. He said a bunch of the calves died and they got E. coli. And then the vet said that not to bring any more in for a while. And I'm like, oh, my God, I need the money. And if I go out and get a job, a regular job, I don't know if my back's going to hold up, you know, and then I got a disability on my arm. How many people are going to hire you like that? Then I'll lose my state insurance. And I know I'm going to need that state insurance to have surgery. But then would I be able to get disability? And then if I get a job, then I'll probably lose my chances of getting disability because I haven't been working in 2 years. It's like, oh, my God, what do I do? Does that make any sense? So do I live in pain and go and get a job or, live in pain and get a job or have the surgery and have no way to support your family? And right now I don't know what the heck is going on with my boss. Is he trying to get rid of me? Is he going to shut the place down? He's always been good to me. I feel like he's always been honest with me. You know, is he having money problems? You know, why is he not having me work this week?
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah. And I really need your help so bad.
No, I understand what you're saying. But see, the point of the situation, like you said before, when you look at other people's and you see weaknesses, is that you're all seeing your weaknesses too as well. And when you look at the situation, You're asking all these questions, but you're focusing and worrying that there's an answer in all these situations. And the process of working, how would we put this? It's like looking at it very clearly and go, man, take a step back, relax, take a deep breath, and realize that, see, you're looking at everything through a worldly way. You're thinking it's a job. You're thinking it's right there. And it's all these other situations. It's one or the other. Without even taking a little stab at the whole thing and asking yourself, is there another solution?
I've been trying to ask myself that. I'm like, I'm trying to run across my mind. What do I do? Get a job? And if I get a job, I can't have surgery. Then you live in pain. You know what I mean? And it's like, and then if I get a job, I'll lose my state insurance because you can't make over $600 a month. You know? And it's like, I just want to cry.
Hold on for a minute. I needed to get a drink. I'm losing my voice. Hold on.
Oh, that's okay. You're a working man, let me tell you, because I'm surprised that you worked last night and then up this morning.
Hello?
I'm still here.
You there?
You know, I've always been a hard-ass worker. I'm probably the hardest daggone female you ever saw work. I mean, I've loaded a 53-foot trailer by myself and a single mom.
Okay.
You know, trying to take care of my kids, and then I get hurt, and you know what I mean? And, you know, I was over the road for, 3 years? 4 years? I don't even remember. You know, I've always been a kind of worker. I've never been lazy. You know, I've always, you know, give to people. I've never tried to take things for granted. You know, if I made money, I would share it with people. You know, I'd come home and take the kids out and take neighborhood kids out, try to help kids in the neighborhood. And, you know, I don't understand. You know, and I hurt every day. My back hurts every day. You know, my arm hurts even trying to work on the farm, but I know I got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I lose that job, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, is it just temporary that he's doing this? Or is he telling me the truth, you know? Is it just he's having money problems? I mean, you know.
Let's try this. You know, okay, sweetie, I understand that. But this is only a 30-minute show. I'm sorry, this is not one of those two-hour shows. We do 30-hour shows during the day. I understand. But see, listen to yourself. All you keep doing is rehashing everything. And, you know, the situation, it's not the idea of getting mad at you or getting angry with you or even judgmental. It's the ideal that you keep going over this, but you're also interpreting it through, I guess, when we sit here and talk about manifesting is doing things that defy reality. And what you're doing right now is rehashing a worldly reality. Either I have to have a job, I have to have disability, I got to have insurance, I got that on and on and on. But if you look at these situations, all you're doing is feeding more and more into fear. The fear if I don't have a job, the fear if I don't have insurance, the fear of this and the fear of that. I've always said if you keep making decisions through fear, all you're doing is setting yourself up for more failure. Okay? So when you look at the situation, we got 90 seconds left to the show. But don't worry, we still got about another 15 minutes after the show is over with, okay? It's just one of those situations you got to understand. But I just want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for all out there listening. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. for our next show, which is Tuesday night at 11 Eastern time, and we'll be here. All right, get your questions ready and come on in. But all we're asking everybody to do is say, let God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and look at it like this. Miracles are things that happen in our lives that defy reality. A person who has money coming in, who doesn't work at 9-to-5 job, who finds their talents and realize that, okay, academically, that's still a worldly way of looking at things. I know when I was coming up in school, they always told me more like mechanics and that kind of stuff, or what I should be, because the idea, the mentality of actually working and doing exactly what I'm doing right now was above me. I couldn't do it. So I was like, okay. But if I would have listened to them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today and actually working for myself. Maybe I'm not, you know, I'm not a millionaire, but it doesn't mean I won't be next tomorrow. But at the same time, happiness and contentment and actually being there for our children, there's all different avenues and ways of doing that. And you're very talented, very gifted. But sometimes we always look at it as, because the world keeps saying that, we got to have a job. And I say, no, we don't. I say that with the situations of things the way they are, it's just the idea of manifesting exactly what you want. Because I've seen it too many times when I start focusing on, I have these bills, I have this. Okay, I know that. That's the problem. The reality is, or the solution, is to open up and let the world, the universe, God and the angels lead us in a direction to find those answers. And a lot of people get mad and angry and go, well, you know, I had a lady last night, judgmental, and she had her perception and her opinion, and if you didn't agree with it, she was going to argue with you until you did. And I thought, keep going. And she's got an agenda. The one thing I noticed is the way you say that you got to work and you got to kill yourself, or else the world's not going to be happy. And realistically, you're trying to please everybody, except for one person, and that's you. And I haven't really heard anything you've done for yourself, except for you keep saying I work and I do this. But these things are just really enslaving you. Hold on. It's amazing, isn't it?
I don't know what to do.
Well, see, that's the point. You don't know what to do. You're freaking out. Now, what you need to do is realize at this moment, think about this.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my home. I mean, I don't know what to do, you know.
Okay, but one thing, listen to me. Why we all think that God doesn't exist? Because that's what you're doing right now. You're thinking right now God doesn't exist. The miracle that you're looking for doesn't exist. You need to take a deep breath. And you need to stop crying. And you need to look at the situation and go, okay, there is a solution. And I'm going to lift myself up to what I need, what I want, and what I desire. And I'm not going to sit there and tell the world that I'm not afraid to actually ask for what I deserve. You have a person, because you keep talking about how you give. Now, we've talked about this before on the show, too. Giving and receiving are mutually important. One without the other, you create an imbalance within your life. So, therefore, your prosperity stops. Okay? And plus the solutions that you're looking at are worldly solutions. And I've looked at this thing and studied this for so many times. I had a friend of mine who was a client like that, just like what you're saying. If I make too much money, I get canceled out of the money that I got coming in as that security. Not realizing what you're saying to yourself is you're putting limitations on your life that actually could be solutions. Because with her, she was in a wheelchair, and she had a capability of making $2,500 working on the Internet as home businesses. But see, she canceled herself out of the $2,500 because she was hanging on to the $850 disability. She said, well, I got to have the disability just in case this don't work out. But what you don't realize what you're saying at that moment is you're saying, I don't have no faith in myself. I have faith in the system. The system's going to save me. You don't realize in this lifetime, all the things you've ever done is because of the decisions you've made. So therefore, it was always about you. It's just, it seems like you lost faith and you put faith in the wrong thing. Putting faith in a job, a career, or the government, those are worldly ways. And every time you put your faith in the world's going to let you down. But as long as you put your faith in, and seriously, I've just seen this myself. I had a freaking 385 Sprint bill. And I was like, oh, shoot, how am I going to do this? I had a company I was working for, couldn't get a hold of. I started freaking out, worrying about this, that, and the other.
I'm not putting faith in everything else, but I know that if I get a job, then I won't be able to have insurance or disability to take care of my back. And I know I'm getting worse because I hurt every day, especially if I've been
okay,
on my feet too long.
But I understand that. But see, we're talking about miracles, aren't we? You know, I've had...
So you're saying I need to have more faith.
Well, the thing is, you're sitting there focusing on having a bad back because some stupid-ass doctor said. Because you're going through pain when it might be totally something else. But the ideal that I said, Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead. I think healing your back is easy. It's just that the ideal of understanding that whole thing, that when you keep feeding into, that's why I don't like doctors now. I just don't like them because they just don't have no tactic. They have no way of looking at people and saying, well, you know, this is pretty much a done deal and life is that way. When
Which
I say
true.
That, I'm going, I'm just saying, right now I'm just getting irritated when I see things, when I, you know, the idea of the whole situation, maybe I shouldn't be doing that, but it's just amazing how we all have a tendency to have no limit. I had my back was real bad. I got two brothers who actually lost a disc in their back. I had a brother that was, he looked like he had a stroke because he had pinched nerves in his back, and he had a disc removed. My other brother had a disc removed. My other brother had also had gastric bypass surgery and all these other things. But what we're doing is we're canceling out one thing in our lives to realize that if these things are emotionally based, we're not addressing the issue.
Well, see,
surgery is not
going to
solve.
Issue.
I understand
I've
that, but see, that's what I'm saying. You're sitting there saying, I've had back issues, and you're focusing on that. So how can you heal your back? How can you heal your life and heal your body if you're going to keep reinforcing the whole thing and saying, this is just a done deal. There's nothing I can do about it. So therefore, I'm going to stay in the box. Like I heard one person say before, forget the box exists and start focusing on the life that you've always wanted. When you start focusing on those things, the solutions you're looking for are on that path, because this path, this worldly path has not given you the answers. And that's what you're freaking out about, not realizing there's so many paths to choose. You want help, but you got to be open to accepting it, that it might not be something that's tangible as in reality, as what most people would see and look at reality. I used to be in the same boat as you was many years ago, where it was constantly the world's fault, and I was always failing. It wasn't, and then when I stepped out the whole thing, I took my first trip to Colorado, that I started seeing things. That in the process of writing in my journal, simply writing things in my journal and watching these things come to pass, was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. To sit there and look at a relationship, okay, a woman who moved clear across, moved clear to Florida while I was in Ohio. I'm thinking to myself, it's like you look at the situation and go, I'm not going to feed into it. Okay, I'm going to sit there and say, if this is something that's supposed to happen, if this is something that's destined to happen, then it will happen. And about 3 months later, it did. Very quickly, in my head. Then all these things that I was, and I think the key was, I wasn't going to allow myself to feed into it as in something that I failed at, was just the idea of realizing the universe was basically orchestrating certain things, and that's the direction we were going in. And if I would have, you know, just maintained my patience, let go of every little thing, and then everything would come to pass. Yeah, it was just, you know, and it's, and I understand where you're coming from, because like I said before, sometimes it is hard to let go, but I do know for a fact that when you do let go, a solution will happen. It's looking at people going, do you realize we're the only freaking males, mammals on this planet who actually pay to live here? It's bullshit. Our society has done nothing but make enslave us with rent and paying for utilities and everything else. Do you realize that thousands of years ago, societies didn't pay for electricity. They didn't pay for utilities. They didn't pay rent. They found a piece of land. They developed it, and that was it. And that's how this country even started. I don't know who started selling the crap, but, you know, it was just the idea. You can't sell something you don't own. And it's like a vicious circle, too, because it's like we have dominion over this planet. You need to use your powers of dominion to sit and say, okay, there is a solution. I need to open myself up to the solution. Because we have to realize one thing. Money can come through so many avenues, not just a job. And you've been so caught up in trying to impress everybody that you can provide, that you've forgotten to provide for yourself. And you look at the situation. I've always seen this before, too. The people who have back problems are the ones who do not stand up for themselves, who sit there and let the world basically dictate what they want to do. But as soon as they start really focusing on the solution and giving themselves the maintenance, the love they give everybody else, all of a sudden these back problems and everything else start going out the way. Because I started experiencing the same thing, okay? Back problems. I found a solution that was I refused to go to doctors. It's one of those things, I'm not going to go to a doctor. It's one of those things, if you go to an emergency room, people have to understand, they have these little affidavits you can sign yourself out. They want to sit there and say, well, you got to do this. You don't got to do this. And, of course, they got their affidavit that they're bound to determine to focus on what they think is the best thing for you. But, see, the thing is, they're looking through their perceptions on how to do that. There are good. I mean, I'm not saying every doctor out there is terrible. I just haven't met one yet. I'm just saying. When I look at this,
well, I've been seeing neurologists since I was about 18 years old. I had spondylolisthesis, and he told me eventually one day I'd probably have to have surgery, have a fusion done, and then I've been hurting real bad. And I went to the doctor, and my bone's sticking out, and come to find out, my vertebrae has slipped forward. And I'm like, that's all I need right now, you know? And you can feel it. And it just the pain just seems like it gets worse and worse every day. So I've been putting up with the pain all these years since I was probably about 18 years old. You know, and now it's time for me to fall down.
No, it's not. But you got to look at the situation like this.
I could have got a disability probably years ago, but I didn't, you know? I fought to take care of myself.
I know, but all I'm saying is he didn't give you any solutions. Oh, he told you what the problem was. And then they gave you all
right,
kinds of ways
to
ask. Because, now, think about this. This is one thing I really get irritated with people. Some people say, well, psychics. But look at a cop who follows his intuition to solve crime. Look at a doctor who sits there and tells you, probably in the near future, you're going to need this. Oh, okay, doc, are you a psychic too? You know, honestly, when people say you really don't know what's going to happen, and then they tell you what's going to happen, and then I got contradiction. So when you look at the situations, use what you have before you, not to enslave you, but to use it for motivation to say, no, I'm not going to live that way. There is a solution. It's like looking at the situation. There's a book called Quantum Healing, where it actually teaches you how to heal, not just other people, but to how to heal yourself. You also have to sit there and look at the ideal of the talents that you have. That might be way out of. I'm just saying, look at the situation. Here's how you start a business, okay? What you do is you pay attention to where you're always gravitating toward, automatically, spontaneously. Like for example, when I was working, and to say I've been doing a lot of psychic work since I was 10. But when it came to professionally, especially the last 3 or 4 years, it always seems like when I decide to listen to the dumbass people in this world, my parents, my family, who say you need to get a real job, every time I get a real job, I always get spontaneously gravitated to pull people to do readings, palm readings, and to sit down and to give my little, like some people call it, my Dr. Phil speeches. But see, these things come to me naturally. My friend said, you need to take a digital recorder with you everywhere you go when you're sitting there, and you have a tendency to really flow with the information with people, then you need to record that because you need to write a book because you're really good at what you do. And I said, okay. So I'm always gravitated toward this kind of work. So therefore, what I did was I decided to stop. And ask myself, how do you feel when you do this kind of work? How do you feel when a person walks off with a smile on their face and you really feel like you've helped them? And I say, well, I feel really good about that whole thing. And well, how would you feel when you lived in Colorado? What happened? And I would always tell people, if you let go, money will drop in your lap. And I was sitting there doing a reading. We had a shop too. I always tell people too, you have to go out and do the work. you know, be in the right place at the right time, you know, where you gravitated towards. So we had this shop, and then in the presence of having the shop, we would let go and say, okay, we could feed into the ideals, and we didn't get any big people to come in the day. But if we come off feeding into that whole thing, then we would have no people. And the situation freaked out, so I said, okay, just don't do that. Just sit here and look at the ideal of what I've said and prove it. So I had a lady walk up to my shop, a 15-year-old girl, which I thought was interesting because she said, I want to get a reading, but I